Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. The Trump administration is barring federal agencies from including critical race theory as part of diversity training for federal workers. The theory looks at how ideas of race and racism permeate legal and cultural norms, including the notion of white privilege. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the president calls the training un-American propaganda.
Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Voigt sent a memo announcing the change Friday to the heads of all executive departments and agencies. He said he was acting at the direction of the president and punctuated his memo with a tweet saying, "The days of taxpayer-funded indoctrination trainings that sow division and racism are over." The memo comes amid civil and racial unrest in several major cities across the nation. President Trump has often used cultural issues to rev up his base, including calling the words Black Lives Matter a symbol of hate and attacking athletes who kneel during the national anthem. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Several hundred protesters clashed with police in Rochester, New York last night. Marchers denounced police over their handling of Daniel Prude, an unarmed black man apparently in the midst of a mental health crisis, who died last March after officers placed a hood on his head and pinned him down. NPR's Elizabeth Baker is in Rochester.
The protest started peacefully. It went into some of the affluent white neighborhoods in Rochester. Organizers said it was to wake up their white allies and encourage them to join the cause. Then the march headed downtown to the public safety building where police are headquartered. But protesters couldn't even get within a couple blocks. Police would block one side of the river and began pushing back protesters with tear gas and pepper bullets.
Across the country, in Portland, Oregon, police made several arrests during the city's 100th night of racial justice protests. Health officials warn if the past is any indication, this holiday weekend could bring a spike in coronavirus cases. NPR's Javon Paris reports.
Typically, Labor Day marks the end of summer vacation season and is cause for celebration and travel. 2020, however, has been anything but typical, and this holiday weekend is no different. Earlier this week, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, warned that Americans should be cautious to avoid another surge in coronavirus infection rates. He told NBC's The Today Show, "You don't have to look that far back to detect the pattern."
We have seen after the 4th of July, we saw after Memorial Day, a surge in cases.
Health officials suggest congregating primarily outdoors, while wearing a mask and practicing social distancing as much as possible to help avoiding a significant spike in new cases. Javon Paris, NPR News.
This is NPR. Johns Hopkins University is reporting more than 6.2 million coronavirus infections in the U.S. India is confirming more than 86,000 new coronavirus cases just today. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports it's the world's highest daily tally since the pandemic began.
India has been adding more new coronavirus infections than any other country for nearly a month. Its total caseload now exceeds 4 million and is set to surpass Brazil's in the coming days. The U.S. still has more cases overall, more than 6 million. Infections have plateaued in an initial hotspot, the densely populated megacity of Mumbai, but the virus is now spreading in rural areas where healthcare is already scant. Underfunded hospitals face shortages of beds, and patients have long waits for ambulances. The government imposed a strict lockdown back in March, but was forced to lift that amid widespread economic pain. And now the coronavirus has reached almost every state and town in India. Lauren Freyer, NPR News.
At Churchill Downs in Louisville, horse racing's Kentucky Derby will be run later today without spectators. It was supposed to be run on the first Saturday in May, but was postponed because of the pandemic. Outside the racetrack this afternoon, racial justice demonstrators are calling for a boycott of the race to protest the death of Breonna Taylor in a police shooting. An African-American horse owner says he has no plans to pull out of the race. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.